It's really nice because everything just seems to be well, slowly by slowly you walk into this bit is accepted and that bit is not accepted. Let's take the dress code, okay? Maybe in my village there are many people that where the ladies will not wear trousers, you know, but I've grown up wearing them. It must have come from my parents, you know, and somewhere along the line they must have, you know, loosened the rule. They must have already been victims of this double life, you know. Then there is the maybe the food that is available, and maybe the schools you go to, the exposure, and then you find that you give and take. You take things from your own community, your own culture, and you just they blend with the things that work with that blend. You mix them well. Sometimes it's even in our worship. That is, I think, the most exciting because 1 minute, you know, you're singing in English, but really, I think you're expressing yourselves in your mother tongue, you know. If you're clapping hands and dancing, the dance style is not quite, you know, the village one is not quite anything from Europe. It's something which is currently, you know, maybe a little bit of it even could be in the secular world, but it's very present in the church. So it's very difficult to draw a proper line and say this is traditional and this.